Let's get a little funky tonight. Today is Monday, July 5th, 2010, the 186th day of 2010, with 179 days remaining in the year. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to my show. We call this the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, a name I was given a long time ago by DJs when I used to do readings on many radio stations. I think I did probably 1,500 shows over a period of maybe three or five years. Anyway, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a good Monday. It's very hot here in California. I guess it's pretty hot on the East Coast, too. It's really funny, though. We went out for fireworks last night. We went to a town that's literally 7 or 8 miles away to watch fireworks, and it was freezing there. I wasn't prepared for how cool it would be. There was a breeze and it was probably 60 degrees, which doesn't sound that cold unless you're not dressed for it. But the fireworks were pretty amazing, and I hope you got to see some fireworks last night. I just love fireworks. Fireworks are just, I don't know what it is. I love them. I think it's the explosions. Anyway, a couple of quick announcements. We're moving this week. You can, starting on Wednesday is the last day we're going to ship any items that people order. So if you're thinking of ordering something, you want to order before Thursday, okay? Hopefully before Wednesday. Now, you can order all of the virtual products like the courses and stuff, and no problem, no shipping required. That's all going to be working fine. And we have a new thing now. If you go, those of you who have been ordering reports like the yearly reports or relationship reports, we have a whole new way of doing this now that's really cool, okay? It's all done on the web. The report itself shows up on a web page for you, and you can print it from there. The benefits of this are, number one, instant delivery. You don't have to wait. And you can send it to whoever you want, to as many people as you want. Once you make a report, you can send it to everybody. Once you're in the report screen, there's a navigation bar on the left side. It makes it very easy to go to the different parts of the reports. Just click on the left and you go instantly to any part of the report where you want to go read something about what it's saying. The report is, every report you make is stored for 1 year on our server. And during that year, you can send it to anybody, you can print it, you can view it, whatever you want to do. It can be printed or emailed when you first make it or after you make it. And there are discounts when you buy more than one report. You can buy one, two, or three reports. You can buy the yearly report. You can buy the one of the three love cards reports, the intimate relationship report, the friends and family relationship report, and the business relationship report. If you go to the website and you click on, you know, the Destiny Reports link in the catalog, make sure you hit the refresh button. You may not have the most recent version because we just updated that page today. But on E7 Thunders, our new site, you'll automatically get it if you click on Products and Services and Destiny Reports. And I'm thinking about tomorrow, if I have time, I'm thinking about offering a little bit of a special. So you can sample these reports at a real discounted price. If I have time tomorrow, we're busy packing it and stuff. But if I have time, I want to send out an email blast where you can order some reports and get them to try it out for yourself. So wait for that announcement tomorrow if you're thinking about getting some reports. And the move, we're going to be basically out of pocket. It'll be hard to collect phone messages even, but we will. We'll do our best to do that for at least 6 days starting on Friday. So traveling across the country at the hottest time of the year should be interesting. I hope the AC is working good. That's all I got to say. So I wanted to mention, I forgot about mentioning this last week. I don't know if you remember 2 weeks ago, I mentioned there was this thing going around that everybody was really freaking out about. There was these emails about how there's going to be this grand cross of planets, you know, and what's going to happen. Something really bad is going to happen. And nothing happened. So this should be a lesson to you guys. You know, when you get these emails from these people, these quasi-astrologers, and even some good astrologers fall into this trap sometime, you know, but they really should keep their nose out of it because these things rarely happen. Things rarely happen on these things. Now, I could see that there was like a grand cross with Saturn, Uranus, Pluto. That could be interesting. That could cause something to happen worldwide. There could be an earthquake because that has happened in the past, but not these minor planets that we had in operation in this last thing. There's an eclipse coming up. People get really worried about eclipses. People get worried about Mercury retrograde. People get worried about the moon wobble. People get worried about void of course moons. There's just so many different things you can worry about when it comes to astrology. And wow, why should anything as beautiful as astrology become another source of worry for you or anybody else? I don't see any point in that. Okay, we have a very interesting topic tonight. Been thinking about it all day today. I'm calling this the mechanics of destiny. By the way, all of the shows, I'm recording them pretty diligently. And we have 2 years worth of these talks by topic on e7thunders.com. You can go there and you can purchase, you can browse and see if there's any topics that interest you. You can get more detailed information about the cards or anything that I've talked about. And they're all available at a very inexpensive rate. And this one, of course, will be there someday too. So let's talk a little bit about the mechanics of destiny. Now, if you don't have an opening in your mind for the concept of reincarnation, some of this may not appeal to you, and it's okay if you don't. There's no need to. But that's what I'm going to talk about because it is an important factor. It's the only thing that really explains the life that we have. I mean, how do you account for people that are born with unusual gifts? You know, like people like Mozart, who was writing concertos when he was like 3 or 4 years old. You know, how do you account for these things? How do you account for a baby who's 1 year old and developing cancer? These people didn't do anything in this lifetime to deserve that. But because it's showing up, where is the cause? Where is the cause of these things? What was the cause? What caused Mozart to be gifted when he was born? And he's just one of many, of course. There's so many people who've been born with amazing gifts. What caused you in your own life to be drawn to the certain things that you've been drawn to? The people that you've been drawn to, the occupations that you've been drawn to. When you think about how people ended up and finding their life's work, it's always very coincidental. So the only thing that really explains all that really well is the concept of reincarnation. In other words, something we did before in a former life, the karma created by that had such an impetus that it carried through into the next lifetime or into some future lifetime. Okay? And that can be good or bad. And actually, if you look at your natal chart and your card, your birth card and your ruling card, these are all symbols of the karma that has brought you into this world, into this place. And really, when we're reading somebody's birth card and ruling card, or their astrological natal chart, we're reading really a map, you might say, of their karma. We're reading a map of their karma. We see reflected, what we're looking at is the stars or the cards, and the cards are intimately connected with the stars and the cycles of the earth. They just seem like a simpler way of doing it. They are simpler. But when you get into the deepest aspects of the cards, it's all connected to astrology. Because both astrology and the cards are basically just reporting on the cycles of Earth, of the Earth and the planets around the Sun. Okay? So your astrological chart and your birth card are a reflection, really, just a symbol of characteristics that are associated with your birthday. I mean, you can give me the time and place of birth, a date of a child who was just born, and I can make amazingly accurate predictions about the child, his parent, his or her parents, his childhood, his relationship with his parents, his or her basic nature, gifts and abilities, challenges. It's all right there. It's right there in that birth. And when we think about it that way, we have to consider that on some level we chose the day of our birth. It can't be random when you think about it. If it was random, how would it work out to be so accurate if it was random? It's not random. Not that you remember consciously picking this day that you were born, not that you have any memory of that. There's a mechanism in place that works 99.99% of the time that prevents us from remembering our former lifetimes. Now, there are individuals who do remember after birth. They remember everything sometimes. It's very unusual, though. This mechanism is really there to protect us, I think. I think it would be overwhelming if we knew all. What? Just imagine the baggage in your mind. If your mind was aware of all of your past lifetimes, that could be, oh my God, if you had a story to tell, it could take you your whole lifetime just to tell your story. That would be boring. But getting back to this day of our birth, imagine that you chose this day. The part of you that chose that would be your higher self. And really, not that you really chose it, but that your karma chose it for you. It was chosen by, it was the best day and the best parents and the best family situation and the best life situation to be born into for you to grow spiritually, for you to be brought into awareness about yourself and to achieve a higher acceptance of yourself and life around you. If you left another lifetime with a lot of anger towards a person, that person may, you may be reincarnated with that person as a sibling or as a father or mother or a grandparent or somebody you meet later on in life. But oftentimes there's very strong past life connections between parents and children. You see? And all this was set into motion in past lives. And when we look at the cards and we see the connections in love cards that are spiritual spread connections, we know that these are all past life connections. So I've often taught people that the more spiritual spread connections you have with somebody, probably the more past lives karma you have with them. You know, so you can kind of count the connections, like, but you should do all of them, birth card, to planetary ruling card, planetary ruling card to birth card, and planetary ruling card to planetary ruling card. You should look at all those and add them all up. If you have a lot of spiritual spread connections, you know this is somebody you've been with many times before. And this lifetime is a continuation of that. And what comes up for you is exactly what you need to come up for you. Ultimately, we are each completely responsible for the way we relate to what happens to us in our life. Our reactions to things, our reactions to people and whatever people say and whatever anybody does or whatever happens outside of us is our responsibility. That's the spiritual way. There can be no other way. If we're not doing that, we haven't learned the lesson yet. And we'll have to learn it more or less the hard way. Okay. Some other things, you know, What card do you pick? If you're a seven this lifetime, were you a six before? If you were a heart last lifetime, are you going to be a club this lifetime? There's no pattern to it because all of it all depends on what work you do in this lifetime. At the end of this lifetime, you can imagine that, you know, whatever you've done to work on your issues, your fears, whatever holds you back from life, your lack of acceptance, whatever work you've done on that has forwarded you in your life. And then my belief is that the soul and the spirit guides that we have that are on the astral plane after we pass on, there's a meeting and there's a decision made in a way about what would be the best birthday to be born on, to pick up where you left off and to continue on with learning about yourself. So whatever's outstandingly left to work on, is what my belief is, that whatever is outstandingly left, whatever's the big thing that's still sticking out like a sore thumb that needs to be addressed, whatever that negative quality is, you will be born a card and you'll be born on a birthday and within a family that will help that come up for you so that you can see it over and over again until you can embrace it and accept it. Is there any way to predict what card you will be? Absolutely not, because there's no way to know. I think it's a lot more complicated than our minds can actually grasp. I mean, I'm just giving you what I think here, but I think the actual process is much more detailed and involved. It's something that I wouldn't be able to even explain. So there's no way that our mind can figure that out. You can hope to be a certain card, but you're probably not going to get it. And once you're born into a certain birthday, you have this birth card and ruling card, and you have this chart. You have patterns. You don't notice them right away. When you're young, stuff just happens to you. You don't know why. It's later in life, maybe in your 20s, maybe in your 30s, where you start to realize, hey, I'm kind of doing the same thing over and over again. I have a pattern repeating itself here. Are you bound by those patterns? You are bound by those patterns until you have a shift of consciousness to a higher state of awareness. And I hate to use that word awareness, because a lot of these spiritual words have been so used and worn out that people don't even get what they mean anymore. I mean, awareness, spiritual awareness is this term, but do you really know what that means? You know, do you know what being aware means? It means opening up your eyes. It means listening. It means feeling. It means seeing what's going on in your life. It means looking inside at ourself instead of being focused entirely on the external world. So all of us are bound by our birth card and our ruling card until we reach a higher state of awareness, until we reach a point to where we can start to see the pattern in action. Once we see the pattern and we can also see the underlying causes, now we have a choice. We have a choice. We don't have to act. You can transcend everything. You can transcend your birth card, your ruling card, and your natal chart. But there is a necessity for each of us to give our very best in life, to give our best and to make an effort to improve ourselves. Many astrologers, and some of the best astrologers in the world, they believe completely that everything is destined, that everything was already predetermined. Because really, and I certainly don't claim to be this good, but I think the ultimate in astrology would be somebody who would actually know the details of a person's entire life before it even happened, or before it has a chance to play out, by only looking at the stars and planets at the time of birth. I'm sure that's possible, and I'm sure people have done it before, but these kind of people that can do this are extremely rare. Only a few, probably, maybe one or two alive at one time. I know some of the great Indian astrologers from the past were like this. They knew everything. Okay? So you have free will, and you have to use it, even though your life may be completely destined. So this pretty much concludes this discussion about destiny. I hope this has been somewhat enlightening for you. We're going to have a break here, and after the break, we're going to take your calls. We have lines are full, as far as I know, and I can't wait to talk to whoever's on the line tonight. Back in about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to listen to this song called Sri Ram, and we'll be back. Well, whenever it's a computer glitch, sometimes it's a computer glitch, sometimes it's just me. And that time it was just me. Clicked the wrong button at the wrong time. Okay, let's see. First up tonight is Anita from Alabama, February 26, 1978. 32 years old. Anita, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, yep, Anita. Yes. How can I help you?
Yes,
turn your speakers off, please. Turn your speakers off.
Oh. All right, that better?
That's much better.
Okay. I had a question about my love card of the person I might get along better with.
Okay.
What
so
my love card is.
Do you have someone in mind?
Let's see. Let me see. No, not right now, I don't.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to know yourself a little bit before you can pick a card to be with.
Oh, okay.
You have to know what you like, what kind of relationship you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get clear on that stuff first, it'll be a lot easier to find somebody who's the best card. Because then you can look at the cards with the knowledge of yourself and what is it that you like. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What about a card? Okay, the person I'm dating now, he born December 26, 1975.
Uh-huh. So he's a five and you're a five.
Okay.
You're both fives. So you both like freedom. So you have that in common. That could be good. Is it good?
Yeah.
Well, then, no problems.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I just wonder.
And, you know, if you have somebody in your life, you have to realize that having someone in your life means you really already picked somebody to be with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And until you unpick that person, you're really not – you can think about it, but it's just a waste of time because you've actually chosen to be with somebody already, see?
Yeah.
You got something there going. It sounds pretty good. I'm sure you have – I'm sure there's good and bad in every relationship. I'm sure you know that already, you know.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfect relationship because we are not perfect. It's funny, you know. But that's the way it is. And some of us are harder to get along with than others, you know. You may be very hard to get along with. I am. You know, you may be high maintenance, you know, and, you know, that's a factor. Who's going to put up with you?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you know, it's funny, but, you know, so getting to know yourself is always the first and very best thing you can do, you know, getting to know who you are. And ask yourself, I mean, every relationship you're in is an opportunity to learn something new about yourself, you know, to get more in touch with you. Every relationship is a chance to learn more about you. So use it for that. You know, use the relationship to learn about yourself. You know, what does this person reflect in me? Why did I pick them? Why did I like them so much? Why do I have a hard time getting rid of them? All those questions, you know, bring it back to yourself, and something magical can happen then. See. Okay, Anita?
But how can you read, like, past lives? I know in my course there's somebody that can read past lives.
I don't really have time, Anita, because I only give people one question now. So I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
But it's been a pleasure talking to you. Okay?
All right, then.
Have a great night. Okay, next up is, I don't know if I'm going to say this name right. It looks like maybe it's Joa. July 4th, 1980, 30 years old. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Did I say it correctly?
It's Joao. It's like wow, but with a J.
Oh, Joao. Okay. Mr. Wow, yeah. Joe. And you're a Jack. What about that?
Sorry?
You're a Jack.
Yes,
your car
I am.
Is a Jack.
I had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy related to you, too.
Yep, thank you. So what's on your mind tonight, Joao?
Well, I have one question in particular, but I don't know if it sort of pertains to my whole year ahead. I'm wondering about a relationship.
Okay.
Somebody that I've been involved with in the past, and in the last few months we've started talking again.
Okay.
And I just want to see what is the potential for things in this year starting now.
And what's this person's birthday?
His birthday is November 7th, 1979.
Okay. So he's a king of clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's also four diamonds and a queen of hearts. Okay. You know, his card shows up. You're a king of clubs too. You know this, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you look for what – have you already done this? Have you already looked at your cards for occurrences of his card?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Have you already looked through your cards for this year for the occurrences of his card to see how he shows up?
Yes, I have.
And what did you see?
Well, I see he is in my Mercury period right now.
Yeah, and there he is.
And – yes,
and what else?
See him in my Jupiter period.
Yeah. Okay.
And
you know what all these mean. I mean, you know how to look up what they mean because you're a really intelligent person, aren't you?
I'd like to think so.
So why are you asking me?
I guess I just need some confirmation. I don't know. Does this mean that he's actually around?
Well, he is obviously around. Am I wrong about that? Isn't he around already?
Well, he forgot my birthday yesterday.
Oh, well then, dump that guy. If he forgot your birthday, he doesn't care enough to remember your birthday, then you shouldn't even waste your time. You know, the problem with him, for you, is that he's a Neptune card to you. You know, His Queen of Hearts is a Neptune to your Jack of Diamonds. So you have a hard time letting him go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's not showing up. Plain and simple. Okay? So whatever you imagine about him is probably not true. I mean, in terms of if you think he's really interested in you, it may not be true at all because he's not showing any signs of that, you see? That make any sense?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give you any bad news, but I'm thinking it might be better for you if you saw things as they are because, you know, you have a new year and some good cards this year, and why waste it worrying about somebody who may or may not show up? You know? So you had contact with him, though, I assume, right?
Yes, we've been talking for the last few months, yes.
Okay, well, a good question for your next next conversation with him might be, did you know I just had a birthday?
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about Neptune is
when
we're under a Neptune spell, we don't want to ask the questions that would tell us the truth. Because we don't want to, it would hurt us, you know, to know that they don't really care. Do you understand? So there's a tendency to not want to ask the questions that would really tell us the truth. You know, I had a girlfriend once that I was just madly in love with. She was my Neptune card. And I contacted her after we had broken up, you know, 6 months later. And I just got my courage up to ask her honestly. I said, look, I just want to know, do you have any desire to be with me ever again? You know, like in a relationship. I asked her point blank. And she said, no, I don't. And that was so good, even though it hurt me to hear that. It was so good because I was able to let go of her then. You know? I was able to really let it go. Instead of hanging on to my fantasy that she still loved me and wanted to be with me. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, ask some blunt questions. See what happens. That's my suggestion.
Okay. And should this be a good year in general?
Yeah, and I think this is really going to be a year of you having more than one partner, more than one love interest. I don't think it's just going to be one person for you this year. So be open to, you know, several people showing up. Yes, the Three of Hearts, which you have in the environment and in your Mars period. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't think he's really going to be there that much, this King of Clubs Scorpio guy. I know you'd like him to be, but I don't think he's really going to be there. Okay? Great talking to you, Joao. Good,
Joao. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being my guest.
Take care.
Okay. Have a good night. Okay, I promise not to make the same mistake that I made before. Here's the next song for the night. Take a short break and come right back. This is called Flying. man, that song I call F***ing, after I composed it, I thought, that reminds me of the old days when I used to fly. Oh, I love flying. Okay, our next guest tonight is a good friend of mine named Jay. He's living where I'm moving, to Asheville. His birthday is December 13th, 1948. Are you there, Jay?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
How's it going, Jay? I'm sure it's going great.
Very good. Having a little watermelon here, listening to your show. It's been really informative. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks, Jay. It's great having you on the show.
Yeah. So my question is, this is, I'm right at 6 months, right? I'm halfway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's my next 6 months? What's in the cards for the next 6 months for me?
Well, it all depends on what you're up to. It has a lot to do with what you're actually doing. I have to have context before I can make an interpretation.
Okay, well, I'm working with people on forming community and buying land and doing intentional community.
Okay.
And business, doing different business things.
Well, it's interesting that you have an Eight of Hearts Pluto in one spread and you have an Eight of Hearts result in the other. It seems like developing power with groups of people is a big part of what you're doing this year.
Huh, okay.
And it seems to me like...
the next 6 months?
No, for the whole year, Jay.
For the whole year, okay.
But as far as we're concerned now, it's only the next 6 months because half the year's already gone. So, and there is interesting that there's a Four of Hearts underlying your result card, the Queen of Diamonds. So Four of Hearts with a Four of Spades can indicate a center, like creating a center.
Yeah.
And you mentioned community, So
right.
The Four has that energy to it. So I think this is all going to work for you. I think it's all going to happen. Yeah. It's good. I think this must have a lot more meaning to you than some of the things you've done in the past. The sense I
it
get.
It does.
In a more personal or spiritual connection.
With people. Real people in the flesh.
Because you've worked a lot in business kind of things and, from what I know. And you are a people person. So this is good.
Yeah.
This is great. So any girlfriends in your life?
Not in the moment. But I was listening to your last call about whether or not they show up because I have been sort of flirting with certain women and I gave that thought when who's really showing up or not,
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's up to us, really. We think there's a lack. People will go on, some women will say there's no good men out there or, whatever. But it's not really that. It's always something in us, When we're ready to have a relationship, somebody always shows up.
Yeah.
The right person at the right time. Well, I look forward to seeing you when we get there. We're going to have a little housewarming party, and I want to make sure you get invited so you come over and meet all the rest of my friends.
Please, I'd love that.
You can do some networking.
There you go. Hang out. Eat some chips.
Exactly. And watermelon.
And watermelon. I'll bring the watermelon.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, man. I love watermelon. Well, thanks for calling, Jay. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Have a good night. Okay. After Jay, I think next in line is a lady named, I think it's Tanisha or Tanya from Sacramento.
Yeah.
October 1st, 1972. How do you pronounce it?
It's Tangia.
Tangia, okay.
Yes.
Did you make that up?
Yes, and I had the pleasure of attending your workshop, the last one you did at your home.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes. I really want to thank you for your work as a teacher, as a spiritual teacher. That's how I regard you.
Oh, thank you.
And,
I appreciate that.
You had mentioned a book in that class called Astrology Plus.
Yes.
So I read that book, and that book turned me on to another book called Other Kingdoms, which kind of relates to what your topic was today about, choosing the day you're born. And one of the exercises in that book, Other Kingdoms, is to make one more clairvoyant. You look into the blue sky, and you look for the dancing spots. But that's supposed to, indicate maybe beings in another dimension that may want to come back and be a human or have that desire. But so I thought that was kind of like an interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you're talking about another book. You're talking about another book by Hilarion, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great.
So I feel like where I am spiritually led me to those books because all of my spiritual background and knowledge, you know, I see how it's progressed now where I can relate or be able to take in a deeper knowledge. So I'm really
yeah, you're ready for that now, and it's happening. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah, so my whole year has pretty much been like that. You know, whatever I'm thinking about, it's happening. So it's like,
well, that's
wow,
wonderful.
I got to.
That's,
yeah.
That's good news, Tanjia.
Yes, that's how I feel. But I wanted to also say happy birthday to you, because your birthday was on the 3rd, right? July 3rd?
Yes, yes.
So, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I have, I got an overwhelming Facebook response this year. It really overwhelmed me. I think 50 people. And I said, it must be because I have an 8 of Hearts long range this year. It was just way different than usual. So, thank you for that.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yes, yes.
And thanks for calling in. You know, we'll still have a show once I'm moving, so be sure and call in again, Tanjia.
I will. I'll try to wait, you know,
a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay.
But, so I'm an 8 of Diamonds, 3 of Hearts.
Yes.
And I've been going back with my love cards, my destiny cards for the whole year. And pretty much what I'm getting out of it is that it's a very hard working year for me, and I'm working on being an artist. So, because I have lots of 9s in my chart, like throughout the whole year, and most significant to me is the 9 of clubs that I see like 3 times. But I'm wondering, is there anything significant that you see in my chart that I might be missing, or that?
Well, your year is almost over. You know, you're coming up to your next birthday pretty soon, so I think you've already done whatever you had to do. I wouldn't be concerned about. You know, did I do everything the best I could? No, I wouldn't be concerned about that at all. Your year is, you know, you're winding down, and you might as well just enjoy it from here to your birthday. That's what I suggest.
Wind down, okay.
The year is winding down.
I feel like I've been working very hard.
Start to think about the next year and look at your cards for next year and what they might hold. That's what I suggest at this point.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest tonight. I'm going to have to let you go.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Good night, Tanjia. Okay, let's see. Next up is a King of Hearts named, where's her name? Lena, July 28, 1956, and she lives in California as well. Are you there, Lena?
Yes. Hi, Robert. Happy belated, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Anyway, to start off, I guess we know I'm a King of Hearts, and my ruling card is also a King of Hearts.
Yes.
And I noticed that this coming up year's card is the 6 of Hearts, which is the Peacemaker's card.
Yes.
So my question to you was what you see in the cards for me concerning relationships this coming year.
So let me ask you first. Okay, may I call you Little Miss King of Hearts?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, Little Miss King Hearts. So first of all, what is your current status relationship-wise?
Well, I'm married, but that's not the only relationship I'm talking about. I've had a lot of severed relationships throughout the years, especially the last 20 years. And everybody, this is family and friends, and everybody at the same time seems to be coming back into my life.
Okay, so let me then ask another question. So just to get clear, so as far as your intimate relationship goes, that's handled and there's no problems. Is that true?
Well, we have your typical marriage where you have the good moments and you have moments that get a little rough and then it gets good again.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, you're not thinking about finding somebody new, are you?
No. Why? Does the card have somebody there?
Well, I'm just trying to get clear on where you're going. You know, I mean, if your marriage is stable and you haven't had thoughts of, wow, I really need to end this relationship, then that changes the way what the cards mean, see. It's
okay.
Very important. It's important for me to know. Because, yeah, you got cards potentially for a new relationship, but that would only be true if you really were looking to get out of your current relationship, see.
Well, I'm not looking.
Okay, good. So it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
So Six of Hearts, you also have a Three of Hearts with that Six of Hearts. You don't see that Three of Hearts, but I do. So I think it's going to be a lot of people in your life, and the coming back into your life thing could be a prevalent theme that continues, because Six of Hearts would often represent people coming back to complete things, you know, from the past, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's feeling like.
Yeah, so, and that's good. That's a good thing, you know, not a bad thing. It's just something that's happening, you know.
No, I'm happy about it. Very happy about it. I just want to, you know, do what I need to do and be aware of what I need to be aware of.
Yeah, well, it's the long range card doesn't tell you if the karma is positive or negative, you know, the karma of six. So I would imagine it would be a mixture of both. You know, maybe some karma you have to pay back and some they have to pay back. See? That would be my first guess. So I think overall, though, it's going to be a good year. And I would look forward to it being a good year.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's great having you on the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye. Okay, our next guest is Dan from L.A., March 21st, 1952, 58 years old, Two of Diamonds. Are you there, Dan?
I am here. Hi.
And are you a baby Aries or a grown-up Pisces?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've always thought it was Aries, but somebody says just recently, within the last few weeks, that with the Vedic astrology, I'm apparently a Pisces with Pisces rising.
Well, but I'm talking about Western. Is your Western chart Aries or Pisces?
Yeah, half hour into it.
Okay, got it. Okay, cool. So that makes you a Six of Diamonds ruling card.
It does. Okay.
Just so you know, we don't mix Vedic astrology into the cards. It doesn't work. Okay.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So now I've got your cards in front of me. You're 58 years old. You have a Ten of Hearts long range, and I want to know what's on your mind.
Well, let's see. I'm doing different things for different people, websites and stuff like that, you know?
That's your business?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
sure.
It's going pretty good. And, you know, recurringly it's happening. I'm just thinking about music a lot and that I should be doing more stuff with artists and stuff just because music particularly, you know, really thrills me. But I'm not...
Have you done music in the past?
Well, you know, back in my school days, different instruments and stuff. And
uh-huh.
But since then, it's been primarily just an appreciation of it, a strong appreciation of it.
Okay.
I don't have profound musical skills.
Okay,
just a good appreciation for it.
Okay. So when I look at your cards, I see this Seven of Spades Pluto card with a Jack of Diamonds result. And I'm just going to tell you what I think this means, okay? So I think this means that you need to take a chance on what you love to do. And if you do, it'll surprise you just how successful that becomes.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you gotta make the leap.
Yeah. And I've been hesitating and pulling on the trigger for sure.
Because if you just keep delaying it, see, it's not easy because, I mean, it's your Pluto card, which means that it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. Okay, it's a challenge. You have to show up differently than you have in the past for this to work. You have to be somebody that you haven't been before.
I didn't quite hear what you said. I'm going to turn the audio up a little bit.
Okay, well, make sure that the computer audio is off. And you're just listening on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. So you have to be willing to do things. Are you there?
Yeah, I just couldn't hear you for a moment.
Okay. Do you have your speakers turned off?
Yes, everything's turned off, and the volume's up as high as I can get it on the phone.
Okay, good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, 90% of the time.
All right. So I was just saying that it's important that you're willing to do things differently than you have in the past.
Uh-huh.
You have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And take a risk. But if you do, I'm telling you, it looks really good. It'll
cool.
be like a dream come true, honestly.
Yay, dreams come true. Good, good.
Yeah, so I would love to hear back from you later in the year, you know, about maybe 3 months from now, and
I'll
find out what's happening.
Soon.
Okay.
I'll make some moves right away. That was good encouragement. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're in your Mars period now, so it's time to act right now. This is the time to act.
Cool.
As soon as you act, you'll see the red carpet will come rolling out. It will. It'll be like, wow.
Oh, that's totally cool.
I knew this was the right choice.
That's great. That's great.
All right. Well,
perfect.
Dan, thanks for being my guest tonight. I'm going to have to let you go
so
I can get to my other callers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, our next caller is Cindy. I don't know where she's from. April 24th, 1949. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I'm from Prescott, Arizona.
You're from Arizona?
Yes.
Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. So what's on your mind this evening, Ms. Tillman?
Well, what's on my mind is I've basically completed a 30-year career as a tennis club.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've always heard that that's kind of a question about what are you going to do with your life. And I'm kind of in the same vein. I'm in communication. I mean, I'm working with kids and teachers. But I'm looking at these cards for the year, and I see a lot of nines. If I just look at my three major cards.
Do have some nines for sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of curious. I mean, on one level, I see that might be about relationships. The Nine of Hearts is a long range, and the Seven of Hearts.
Yes.
But I think it
has something to do with your career, though. Actually,
that's what I'm curious about. Is if you see something in there more related to what I'm doing, right, with my.
Yeah, I think you need to consider a new thing, doing something new.
Well, I kind of am. I'm just in the beginning of getting training.
Well, then that's what the year's about. It's about you completing what you were doing so you can move on to the next thing. See?
Okay.
And doing it in a good way so that you don't leave any, messes behind you. And I'm sure I have no doubt you can do that because you're a ten of clubs and a king of spades, you know. You got a lot of power. So you can have it any way you want it. Right? So,
right.
But the nine of spades displacement means that, you know, you need to pay attention that it is time to move on. That's all. You have to be aware and keep reminding yourself that that's true so that you can move on. See? The displacement card is something that we have to just be mindful of all year.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It just seems like there were quite a few of them there, and
So it's the more you have, that means the stronger it is and the more important it is. And you have a lot of them. So let's get going.
Okay. All right. What about that seven of spades? What does, in relation to, I haven't looked that one up, but I should have.
I don't see a seven of spades. I see a seven of hearts.
Well, I see the seven of spades displacement under like my personality card, the Queen of Clubs.
Oh, no, we don't use those anymore. We don't use personality cards.
Okay, so I don't need to look at that so much because there were
just look at your birth card and your ruling card. You got that's plenty of cards to look at. You know.
Okay.
And they're more accurate. You do have a seven of hearts long range in your King of Spades spread, which is that could be about relationship and some emotional challenges, you know, fear of being alone or abandoned or something. that could be part of the, what's difficult about the change, you know, possibly. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
But I, you know, I wouldn't be too worried about it. I just would say, oh, well, you know, that's how changes are. They're often challenging. But for you, there's nothing you can't do. So what's, there's nothing that can stop you.
Did you also say that, like, the Eta Club is in Pluto? I heard you talking to somebody else about eights, Pluto. What if that's also an important figure in my life that I'm letting go of as well?
Well,
I mean, could that show up?
Yeah, that could be, you know, letting go of that person could be difficult. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, somebody being your Pluto card, that can show up many different ways. And if you already know somebody, then that's probably what it is. That's probably, you probably have that right.
And it could also be around my new work. I mean, together.
It could be both. It could be both at the same time.
Okay.
It could actually mean both things simultaneously.
Okay,
these are great questions. I'm going to have to let you go so I can get a couple more guys in, okay?
Thank you.
Girls and
okay.
girls, I mean. Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Good talking to you.
Yeah, and happy move.
Thanks. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to try to take one more caller. Geez, I don't know if we're going to get to Paul, but we'll definitely talk to Charlie, who is an ace of diamonds. December 4th, 1974. Are you there, Charlie?
All right. Yeah, that's me, man.
So
yeah, that's me. I'm so glad that you got to me.
I've known lots of people of your birthday, Charles.
Really? That is so cool.
Indeed.
I'm so happy you got to me, man.
Well, it's nice talking to you. So what's on your mind tonight? I got your cards in front of me.
Well, that's great. You know, I want to make it quick because I know you're almost out of time or what have you, but I was looking at just more so of my career and relationships, actually. I mean, because the year is, nine of spades, my yearly card there, nine of spades, and I'm also going through a personal year, number nine, so I wanted to see, you know, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, you have the nine of spades long range. You have a ace of spades environment. You have a five of spades Pluto. These are cards of major change for you, you know, like a whole sort of upgrade to your life. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I mean, are you there? Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So, you know, this is, you're not afraid of change. You're one of those cards that kind of likes it, you know?
Absolutely,
But you might be thinking, this might be bigger than you think. This might mean, you know, letting go of more people or situations, moving to a new place, a whole new occupation, perhaps.
Yeah.
I would be open to everything. And I would, if it were me, I'd be talking to God, say, God, whatever you want me to get rid of, just let me know. It's gone. You know.
Oh, okay. That should be my outlook then. Okay, because my job, I'm really trying to get out of my job, man. Oh, man. Yeah. 7 years, it's time to go, time to do something different.
Yeah. Well, what's stopping you from letting it go? You know, what's stopping you from letting it go? Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been
worry.
Where am I?
I said... What's stopping you is worry, mental worry, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, you hit it, man.
That's because underlying your Pluto card is the Three of Clubs. So I see that, you know, what's stopping you is that you're thinking like you're too much thinking about what might happen or what won't happen. And okay, it's really creative, but you just need to just do it. Okay.
Oh, okay, I got you, man. Because I've been just, you know, oscillating back and forth like a pendulum. You know,
for you to launch a new thing right now. Launch something new. Something creative. Okay?
something creative,
musical or whatever, something creative, artistic. Launch it right now. Really? Get going. As soon as you get going, you won't worry so much. You'll be too busy.
All right, man. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my mind to it and keep it moving forward, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what the cards say, and that's how you're going to take best advantage of this year. And, you know, it's all going to work out. There's going to be money, too.
You think?
Oh, yeah, by your birthday, you'll see.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going into a personal year number one. On my birthday, so new beginnings, you know?
Not only that, but you have an Eight of Diamonds result card this year. That's money in your pocket by your next birthday, okay?
Oh, by my next birthday?
Yeah, by your coming birthday, yeah, definitely.
Right. Man, that is great news. You know, I can sleep well tonight knowing that, you know, that, you know, piece of information has been ingested, so that's going to be great.
You start something new that's creative, and then after that, then the next period, starting on August 22nd, you start promoting it, and the money comes in. That's how it works. Very easy.
Start promoting it on the 22nd?
Yes, of August.
Oh, of August, you say?
Yeah, you get it ready to promote. You get the product ready, or whatever you're going to do, ready between now and then. Uh-huh. Then you promote it.
Yeah, because I've started a little business already right now, you know.
Excellent.
A consulting business already.
Perfect.
Just a little small something.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just gonna
thanks,
that.
Charles. I'm going to have to let you go. But thank
all
you
right,
so
man.
Much for being
thank
my guest.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome, man. Good luck
thank
with everything
for,
and call
thank
back
you for the blessing.
And let me know what happened, okay?
All right, man.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Good night. Well, we're getting a little over time here, so I'm not going to have time to take our last caller, Paul. Maybe I'll get you in a couple weeks when we get back. But good luck to your band playing in Vegas. No kidding. That's fantastic. So we're going to end, as we always do, with our song, The Gayatri Mantra. Thank you all for being here tonight. It was a pleasure. Look for an email announcing a special for buying some reports with our new system at a very discounted rate. Hopefully I'll get that out to you tomorrow. Have a great week, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. I won't be on next week. 2 weeks from today, I'll be back, and I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurvah Swaha Tat Savitur
Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat.